Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Hallelujah. Welcome to the show. Bless you. From my audience, a big shalom and hallelujah. 1, 2, 3.
Shalom. Hallelujah.
Good job. They're waiting on the cues. Eyes real big. Like, tell us what to do, Ashley. Welcome to another show. Hallelujah. Thanks for tuning in and listening in. I'm your host tonight, Sister Ashley Bell, right here at Straightway, Lafayette, Tennessee. So many opportunities for many of you to be new and listening in tonight. I did some math. I'll share it with you. Mother Jennifer, welcome to the show. Let's get a sound check before we get it rolling.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion, including the listening audience. It's always a joy and a pleasure to hear your voices. It's good to be here tonight. Looks like we've got tens rolling in the chat room, so we can move forward when you're ready, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Hey, I have an interview tonight. I'm going to be I'm going to be interviewing Mother JC. You will know a little bit more about her and her heart as we proceed forth in tonight's show, so I'll get that out there. In about 100 days, we'll be celebrating a feast, and some of you, many of you, will be here. We like to do the countdown. I want to acknowledge the Most High Yah. I want to acknowledge his order, everything that he does. I want to admit that I trust him. I want to admit that in the past I've been an idolater. Hallelujah. And I'm here with you all growing and loving him and hoping, hallelujah, to see him as my king on Resurrection Day. Hey, Mother Jennifer, I'm going to let you go tonight. What do you think about that?
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, I always enjoy sitting back and listening and learning. So thank you so much for that.
Praise Yah. Hey, I'm going to run a couple things by you. First of all, is there anybody you would like to say shalom to or any acknowledgments?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to, just really acknowledge the Most High for his grace and his mercy for allowing me to be in his will. You know, years and years ago when I had no idea what his will was, he just truly came into my life and just showed me the way. And I'm so excited to be in a way that so many oppose, that so many don't understand, that so many resist, that I was chosen to be here for such a time as this. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for his sound leadership, for the example that he puts before us, his family, before Israel. And even I want to acknowledge our shepherd and his family for the examples that they have set years and years ago, not just right now, but years ago, almost 30 years ago when this ministry was started. But even before that, you know, the example that was set even then, and it just really speaks to where we are now because of their faithfulness. So blessings to Pastor, blessings to his family, blessings to Straightway, the Hub, and that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Praise Yah. Blessings to our beloved Deacon Bill, my master, that I know he is easily found blameless, bold in the faith, truly, and never in the flesh. So I thank him, and that is where I start. Tonight, this show is not about me at all, but before I let Mother Jennifer go, I want to give each of you an example. Mother and I are from completely different parts of the world with completely different stories. Though you hear us coin the phrase in this ministry, we have all things common. Our experiences bring about this flesh that we have to deny. Our lifestyle allows us to share and break bread one with another and to share our lives with each other. But having things common with one another is actually why we're able to share our experiences on the show. I'm going to share with all of you that I once had a great fear of losing my husband. Why did I fear losing my husband? Because I was a broken child and a broken woman when we married. I had lost my father by death and suicide, his own suicide, and that scarred me, right, mentally, and most of you know that already. So with that fear of losing him, I also have had him exalted above the Most High. I have, in that place, in my heart, I should say, not by any knowing actions, but in my heart, at one time he was an idol to me. And when he was there in my heart, above the Most High, there was more rejection, more pride, and more hurt that I experienced when there was any form of disorder. That is for another show, but I wanted to express that so that you would all know where I'm coming from. So when I said to Mother Jennifer, and I know I've asked her at least twice, have you ever feared losing your husband? She has told me no. And I want you to hear that from her before we go. But my husband is also years older than me, more than 10 and not 20, okay? And so because of that, my own personal fear was presented to me that I would lose my husband. or that my children would lose their father because of my experience. So it was a healing that I needed, and I have overcome. But I share that to now jump over to Mother Jennifer. Let me go to, hold on a second. Let me go to a text. I asked Mother Carol a question, and we're building on tonight's show. Mother Carol had answered my question. I won't share the question because I was trying to pry her wisdom, you know, pry Yah's wisdom out of Mother Carol. She said in reply, I think if the women have a good relationship with their husband and they know how to serve their husband, when your husband ever goes away, okay, when he ever goes away, using that word going away because there's so much that could, so many purposes that Yah might have for him that he would go away, whether you know, passing, you know, dying, being buried, or a calling upon his life, or just his heart, establishing a greater family or a larger family. There's many ways that you might lose the dynamic that you have with your husband. But back to her text, she says that whenever her husband goes away, if she has a good relationship with him and has known him and served him, her connection will always be there with the Most High. However, if a woman's connection to Yah is only through her husband, when he goes away, there's nothing left because she had no root or substance. Hallelujah. So, Mother Jennifer, your thoughts, and just from our brief conversation today, share your heart.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. you know, when you asked the question, I really had to sit back and just really think that I've never experienced a loss as great as the loss of losing a godly husband. So I don't know what challenges that would internally create for me. So I don't want to speak as if I have full understanding. I know, you know, in my mind and in my heart that I don't fear losing Elder because he has taught me that we are brother and sister first and foremost. He has taught me that we will not always be together on this earth. He has taught me how to finish my race. You know, he's taught me that Yah first and foremost comes first. And I'm not saying that if he leaves this earth before me that, of course, there's going to be grief. You know, of course, there will be a time of mourning. I have seen a couple of women in this faith lose husbands where, you know, they have died. The men have died, and the women did not continue on in the faith. And I believe that that could potentially come from the woman not having a true relationship with Yah, you know, as Mother Carol stated, not having a true root in the Father, not having a true relationship with the Father, where you could honor Yah first and foremost and honor your husband by modeling what he put into you regarding, you know, the character that you should have as a woman and the servitude that you should have as a woman. And I personally don't have any regrets when it comes to marriage. You know, I just don't have regrets at all. If there are hardships or things that we need to overcome, we're able to discuss those. That's not something that we just hold on to and let fester. We're able to have intelligent, godly conversations, and I'm able to get the wisdom that I need. And if there's, you know, a misunderstanding or anything, then Yah will bring the wisdom. So we don't have this this separation or this divide. So we don't have any regrets. And I think that's a really big part of why I don't have any fears, you know, of losing him, I guess.
Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, before I let you go, I'm going to share some math with you guys right before the show. Did a quick type in my YouTube on my phone. And this information comes within the last 7 days, okay? These are just, hey, fun facts just for reflection. if you followed or found Pastor through a couple of these avenues, you saw that there was an ex-NFL stars, Robert Mathis, and KGB defending Israelites on Jason Whitlock channel. It's up to 70,000 views. Okay. Now, what I did was I asked Krista, who's with us tonight, hallelujah, to just keep up with these numbers and type them in her phone. So she was just doing the math for me. 70,000 viewers. These are potential people to have first met Pastor Dow and this ministry within the past 7 days for the very first time. So, bam, that's 70,000. Okay? Now put yourself in a pastor's shoes with all that you have going on already, family, ministry, etc. 70,000 new people are now choosing this day who you will serve. Then you have the Brittany Griner video on Jason Whitlock's channel. It was called Prison Swap, episode 342. But at the very end, you have two Christian analysts giving their opinion about Pastor Dow. That has 62,000 views. Okay, math is going up. You have Jason Whitlock's short clips of Brittany Griner and the Straightway Israelite minister. That's almost 100,000 with just those two short clips. So if any of those 100,000 views jumped over to the other videos and checked it out and watched the full length, I don't know, but that's a whole another 100,000. Then you have some of our channels. You have Goshen, Straightway Indiana. You have Pastor Dow's channel. You have Spiritual Combat, which has at least three videos that are all related to this ministry and what we have currently going on, and Pastor's interview. All of that is almost 25,000. But then just typing it in, all it was Pastor Dow. I might have typed in Israelite. I don't know. You have haters' channels. You have a hater. I use the word hater meaning someone opposing an opposition in their belief, named Ezekiel. He's got 135 views. You got another hater named GMS. He's got 934 views. You got a hater called Hopeful Elect. That's got 1,000. Another opposer, Prince of Power, who has 178. Continuing to rack them up with Meek Servant, another opposer. Vocab Malone still opposing, 408. Oh, this goes up. 234,000, 481 views in 7 days. So that's potentially 234,481 new listeners, or let's say even 200,000 people finding us for the first time. I want to give the glory, the honor, hallelujah, all strength and power belongs to the Most High Yah for what he's doing. Many are being called. Thankful to be on the inside. There's a lot of us that have some really wonderful stories, vessels walking around with experience, with life stories, with the Holy Spirit, with what he's done for us. And tonight we're going to pull up Mother JC to talk to her about her life experience and give honor to her age and the Father living and dwelling inside of her. Before I pull her up, Mother Jennifer, I'd like to let you go, but please say goodbye anyway, anything that's on your mind hearing those numbers.
Hallelujah. What a blessing and honor. You know, there's a lot of opposition out there against the ministry, and it really is encouraging to see that the world hates the truth. You know, the world hates us, so we know that we're going the right direction, we're going the right way, and what a wonderful thing it is for new people to come in and to be able to receive the truth, knowing that they have ears to hear. So blessings to you, Sister Ashley, and blessings to you, Mother JC. I look forward to listening tonight. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Mother JC will be right back. We're going to play a song. Hallelujah. We will be right back. You will enjoy tonight's interview.
searching for a high ground. Hustling around town to turn your eyes around. Fighting or losing battles, living in pain and struggle. Getting caught up in hurdles and bottles. But my trust is in Jehovah, my father and my maker. Everything that I need, he gave me everything on the blood. Yeah, my trust is in Jehovah, my father and creator. Yeah, you are all that I need, and you are everything in between. Oh, you are all that I require. Only for your father, I know I'm closer than a brother.
Hallelujah. Welcome back to the show. Thank you, everyone who gives, who supports. Right there in the chat room, you have send your money orders to our mailing address of Straightway Truth Ministry, 540 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Go ahead and pull up Mother JC for me, Sister Sakina. Any other gifts, offerings, or support, you could also send to our new PayPal donation, all lowercase, straightwaytruthministry at gmail.com. Hallelujah. Mother JC, can you hear my voice?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Let's get a sound check on Mother JC. I hope everyone can hear her. Mother JC, would you like to just say shalom or welcome anyone to whatever you may have for us? Give us a few more words so we can get your sound check settled in.
All right. Praise and honor to the Most High, Almighty Elohim, Yahshua, Yahweh. I thank the Father for our shepherds, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, Pastor Danny Muir, and all leadership. I thank the Father for Eustace Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Thank Mother Jennifer for her powerful word before she left. Yeah. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, Mother, you have a little bit of, what would you call that? Wasn't feedback. You drop off a little bit. Every once in a while, right towards the end, you drop off. So make sure you've got a clear signal. You probably know where to go.
How is it as I'm talking now? Am I still breaking up?
Nope, sounds good. Let's move forward. Hallelujah. Please let everyone know the assembly with you that you're with within the Straightway Truth Ministries, what state you're in.
All right. I am with Straightway Missouri, and Pastor Corey is my leader, my shepherd, and Sister Gabby has his help me.
That's his help me. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. All right, keep the sound checks coming in as we proceed forward tonight. Let's get settled. Everyone who's listening, thank you. We got tens. Bless you to Mother JC from those who are listening. Many, many sisters listening to you tonight. Mother JC, do you mind, Mother, if I ask you your age?
I am 65. I was going to say 66. I'll be 66 shortly. But 65 right now.
65, a true age woman in the assembly. And that means she's lived in her 20s, in her 30s, in her 40s, in her 50s, and now midway through her 60s. She would definitely have something to share. Can we start tonight by you sharing your plea or your prayer so many years ago, back in the 1980s, when you prayed for someone who loved the Most High? Do you remember that?
I do. I do, yes, ma'am. I asked the Father to bless me with a husband that loved Yah with all his heart and all his soul, and the Father did that. He blessed me with a wonderful man of Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother JC, you got married in 1983, and an interesting experience, in my opinion, in 1983, you were given, I guess, approval to get married, and you were also,
yes.
You also had a chaperone. Talk to us about that experience.
Yes, back in 1983, as I was just a youngster, and my husband, well, time he was not my husband, but he had asked me to marry him, and we had to receive approval from the church. We were part of the Apostolic Church back then, that was popular back in the 80s, Apostolic Church, and they gave us approval to marry, and they also assigned a chaperone to us. We were not to be, you know, alone together. Our chaperone would have to go where we went, you know, and that's how it was until we got married.
That's amazing. If y'all heard that chaperone had to go wherever she went. In 1983, I was one, mother, and I don't know the mindset at that time, but were you, was that a foreign way? Was that just a church way? What was the, or was there any opposition? Was it any accusations towards you for those behaviors, for that type of honor, you know, building your relationship that way with your husband at the time?
No, there was no opposition because we were both trying to walk in obedience to the Father, and that's what they told us, you know, we had to do to be obedient, you know, and that's what we accepted. So we accepted that way until we were married. So, you know, we had no opposition to that.
Wow, and in 1983 when you got married, you, in your wedding picture, your wedding photo, you actually were on your knees as he was standing above you. Do you remember that photo? What was your heart like in that moment? Why did you do that?
Well, my heart was that I was willing to submit to my husband. You know, the Father had blessed me with what I had requested, and I was willing to submit and honor and obey him as I had been taught, because I grew up in a generation where I had never, ever seen a good marriage in my entire life, never. I brought up in a single-parent home with my mother. My grandmother was married, but she was the leader of her home. All the women around me pretty much were the leader of their homes, and the ones that were not the leaders of their homes in our community were unhappy women, you know. I did not see any women happy in their marriages when I was growing up. And I had determined in my heart that when I grew up, I was either not going to get married or I was going to marry someone that loved me and would not treat me as I had seen others being treated. So.
Hallelujah. The Most High Yah blessed you. You were married for 30 years, and we're going to go through that process tonight. I actually really admire your story, and I remember the first time meeting you here at this community. Your husband was still on your heart, and we'll talk about why he wasn't here at the time. But let's go to 1999, I believe you said in your testimony that he began looking for a home fellowship. Can you add to that? Can you bring us to 1999?
Yes, 1999, we were all alone, you know, trying to find a place that believed in, you know, observing basically being obedient to the scriptures. And we could never find anyone like that. He would be the one to go out and seek and try to find someone who believed what they were preaching. But every time he went out, he found churches that were compromising. They would not have the whole truth. They had part of the truth. They would still be observing pagan holidays and different things. So we ended up just having a home fellowship of our own, our children, my husband, and myself. So he would teach us from the Word. And, go back just a little. In 1999, he was studying the word, and he found, I can't remember the scripture now, it's fleeted from me, but where Paul was on his way to Damascus, and the Father, you know, had struck him down and spoke to him in a Hebrew language. And that started the journey. When my husband saw that he spoke to him in a Hebrew language, he started studying and found that we should be observing the Sabbath, and that we should be doing what the book says to do. And he presented that to me, and from that point on, we started observing the Sabbath. Initially, from the apostolic church, we did not observe any of the pagan holidays. We had stopped that. We didn't do birthdays. We didn't do Christmas, Easter, you know, all the pagan holidays. And while we were in that church, we discovered that they were hypocrites because most of them were doing things that we were told not to do. So we eventually left that church, and that's why we were at home seeking other ministries. So we went through few ministries. We went through being Jewish. We went through being Messianic, and until my husband found that we were Hebrew, we were Israelites. So, yes, ma'am.
That's beautiful.
And
1990.
Oh,
I apologize. Please go ahead, Mother.
Go ahead. Oh, and the other little tidbit to that is, you know, now that we're in Straightway Ministries, and I tease that the reason we couldn't find anybody is because Pastor Corey and Sister Gabby were still in elementary school probably back then. So, but anyway, but I'm thankful to the Father. We have found the truth, and we are walking in the truth. So hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
1999 was also the year when Pastor was out searching for land. So that's really beautiful all the way across the country that your husband was searching. So you also called him the man of the house, and we're going to build to that because you just gave a powerful testimony of never seeing any, woman who submitted or a family that was together. You know, you grew up in single-parent home, which is pretty common for Hebrew people. Tell me a little bit about him leading you as a man all the way up until where he started studying the feast days, Mom.
Well, as I said, he believed in the scripture. He had been given the, I guess it's a certificate. I don't know how you get it, but he was anointed as a preacher in the apostolic church back then. And anyway, when we came together, I knew that he was my head. I don't know, somehow I knew that what I had seen growing up was not right, and I wanted a man that would lead me and be a strong man. I didn't want a platoon. I didn't want a woman. I wanted a strong man, and especially one that believed in the Father. And he believed in the Father so strongly, and it was just beautiful. I had never met anyone like that in my life. He lived the word as best as we knew how back then. He gave up family. He didn't take anything. He was as bold as a lion. And Pastor Dowell and Pastor Corey reminds me of him. You know, the characteristics that they have. They are bold in what they say. He used to always tell us, drop the junk and run, and what's wrong with living a clean and holy life? You know, he would say that to everybody. But it did not matter. He ruled the house, you know. He was in charge, and I had no problem with that, you know, with him being in charge.
Beautiful. So, Pastor Dowell was searching for land in 97. I apologize, and he found it in 98. I appreciate that clarity. I want to get that fact out there right. Mother Carol was able to text me. He was searching for land in 97, found it in 98. We're walking up to 1999. This is, kind of where you guys start searching for the truth, and you're following him in a way that you had never ventured out on. Was there hesitancy? Was there questioning? What was your own spirit ministering to you? Were you following?
Well, initially, when he came to me and told me, you know, Jesus was Hebrew and, you know, what we should be doing is following the Sabbath. Uh-oh, I'm getting feedback here. You know, I thought, you know, in a moment I thought, oh, wow. And then, you know, he was in charge, so we did it. I think it was a big adjustment for the children. You know, because we didn't allow them to go out and play and be with friends on Sabbath, and they had to be home, you know, at sundown Friday before the sun went down, and we had to have everything prepared and ready, because on Sabbath we were in study, and that's what we did all day long was study, listen to the word, you know, just get filled on the word by my husband. And sometimes I would go take the children and we'd go over scriptures or watch something related to the scriptures. But, yes, if I had a thought, it vanished. And I became compliant and started observing the Sabbath. And I thought it would be hard, you know, because when you're living like everybody else is living out in the world as far as, you know, doing Sundays, I thought it would be hard, but it was a smooth transition.
You never talked back to him, Mom, Mother. You honored him, and you even called him a name. You remember the name you told me you called him?
Oh, I used to call him my warrior because he was very protective of his family, you know. And he taught me a lot about being a woman because, as I said, I only saw what matriarchal homes look like. He taught me how to be a woman. He taught me that, you know, if I questioned him, that was, you know, sort of disrespecting him, or that was disrespecting him because I was questioning his authority. So I put that in check and got on track with that. And, you know, when you have a man of Yah leading you and you know that you've seen his life change, you know that Father has worked with him, and you are going to trust that he is trusting in the Father and he's going to lead you properly. And if at any time you think that, you know, he's not leading you properly, or if I had a doubt, I would take it to the Father. I would never embarrass him or anything. You know, I would take it to the Father after I learned how to be an obedient woman, a submissive woman, you know. And I would never, ever talk down about him to the children, to anybody. I always was there to lift him up, you know. That was my desire because, as I said, and I'll say it again, I had received what I had prayed for. So, and I was thankful for that and grateful for that. So, yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Every once in a while, we'll have a little bit of you, you know, dropping out, a little bit of being choppy. I'm still able to follow. I hope everyone is. It's a really good testimony. Thank you for being with me. I'm going to play something that you didn't even know I have tonight, and I hope you can just get, you know, get settled in a good area, and we'll come back with you. This is Mother JC's daughter. When I reached out there and said, did you ever see your mother disrespect a man in her lifetime? Her husband, right, or a man of Yah. Here's her answer. I actually haven't played it yet. This is coming from a phone communication. I hope, once again, that the audio is okay. I received it right before the show. So let's see if you guys can hear this.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, bless you. This is my, to answer your first question. No, ma'am. I never saw my mother disrespect any man in my entire life, and I definitely never saw her disrespect my father. Hallelujah.
Wow, you have her daughter saying, never saw you disrespect. So you're not the only one saying it. You had a son and a daughter that never saw you disrespect. And now let's walk on up to 2013.
2013 was a rough year. My husband became ill, and he was in the hospital, and the nurse came out and pulled me to the side and told me he only had 2 weeks to live. And I did not believe that. I didn't believe it. And they wanted to put him in some type of care facility, and I refused that. And we brought him back home, and we had hospice to come in. And he survived for, I think, 6 to 8 weeks after that. And he was there, and we would still read scriptures together, and the Father even used him to edify me and edify the children. I remember him saying to me, and I thought he was delusional, he said, "Are you a nurse?" And I thought, oh, he's delusional. And I said, "No, I'm not a nurse." And he said, excuse me, he said, "You do so much for me." And that was such a blessing to my heart, because I wanted him to know that I loved him. Even until the end, I wanted him to know that I loved him. And he knew it. And I thank the Father for that. I was there when he took his last breath, and it was like I could see his spirit leaving him, going up into to the space, up into leaving the room. And I thank the Father that I was there with him until the end. And I, you know, I did not believe it would happen. He was such a strong man. And to see him deteriorate. And he told us all that although the Father forgives you for what you've done in your life, your body still sometimes pays the consequences. So, but anyway, I can't forget him. He was the love of my life. I've never known love like that from a human in my life. And that is what I pray for every sister in the ministry, to experience love like that, someone who cares for you, who would die for you, you know. And we have that in Jesus. You know, he was like that. He died for us. But my husband was my salvation. So I thank the Father that he was in my life. I thank the Father that he put him in my life. And if the sisters out there, if you have a godly husband, you should thank the Father for that, because you have a leader. You have someone who's going to be your protector, who's going to make sure that you are being led in the proper direction. So just be thankful for that. And it doesn't hurt to submit. It doesn't hurt at all to submit, because you're being obedient to the Father. You're doing what the Father has asked you to do. It's all throughout the scriptures. Submit yourself to your husband. You know, and that is our order. That is what we should do. You know, because the Father will lead him, and he will lead you, and you will lead the children. So, like I said, if you have a man of Yah, you are blessed. You are blessed. So reverence your husband. Respect your husband. As he loves you, you respect him. Be thankful. Be thankful that you're sharing your life, your oneness with the man of Yah. Hallelujah.
Bless you. So sincere and such a beautiful testimony. I also want to remind everybody of a text message from Mother Carol. The same one I read at the beginning of the show, that if a woman has a good relationship with her husband, knows how to serve her husband, and when her husband goes away, her connection is still there with her Yah.
However, if a woman's only connection to Yah is through her husband, then when he passes, there's nothing left because she has no root or substance. Let me bring you back to just even before he passed in 2013, and you were, or he was seeking the feast days. Is that correct? Taking his family towards learning the feast days?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. My husband was a very thorough person, and he was studying the feast days and how we observed them and what they meant. And before we could gather together for the feast days, he passed away. But after he passed away, we did, as a family that was left, start observing the feast days, you know. And I remember we would do it ourselves, and in, I think it was 2015, my daughter was online, and she saw on Facebook where somebody was standing in front of a tent, and she contacted them to ask them if they were observing tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, and they said no. They were observing Passover at that time, and that's when they invited us to come to the Straightway KC at that time. And my daughter was on purification, so we couldn't go at that time. But the sisters back then came from Straightway KC to our home, and I remember Sister Gabby. I thought, this youngster is a pastor's wife. I remember saying that. And I remember her kneeling before me and talking to me. And I received the witness of her Holy Spirit within her. And she was praying for me. And it was so beautiful. I remember that. And I remember the other sisters. And I thought, wow, they took time out to come visit us, to come see us. And then after that, my daughter's purification was over, she and I and her children went to visit Straightway Kansas City. And as we were sitting in the service, Pastor Corey was bringing a message, and I had questions. And in his message, he was answering all my questions. And then within my spirit, I heard, don't go anywhere. This man is going to be a great man of Yah. And I have been here ever since, and I support him in every way. And I thank the Father for him and Sister Gabby, because they are a true example of a holy marriage. And I had never seen that. I had never seen that in my life, you know. And these two youngsters have a marriage, and I love to see her support him, to pray for him. And I love to see how he loves her, and it's just beautiful. So there are so many examples in the Straightway ministry of beautiful marriages. So sisters, if you're married, you need to drop your pride. And if you have questions about things, just ask. You can ask. You know, don't be afraid. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when I met you and you spoke of your husband instantly, it was your first time on the land, I believe, or maybe your second, but it was my first time meeting you, and you just stood there almost shaking with tears in your eyes and said, oh, my husband, he would have loved this. He would have loved this.
Oh,
and so that's what really sparked me to ask more about you and how we've built our connection and relationship being so many states away. So tell me, what would he have loved?
Well, my husband's desire was to start a community with saints believing on one accord, and he wanted a community with animals and, you know, the cows, the goats, the chickens, and, you know, like harvesting and growing plants and different things like that. And he didn't get a chance to do that. So when I came to Straightway, I thought, this is what he would have wanted. So I'm living his vision. I'm now living his vision. I am in a community, in the Straightway, Missouri community, and And I'm just watching it grow, watching what the Father is doing. This has been my heart's desire, to be in the community. And I'm excited as to what the Father is going to do. So it is a blessing. I tell you, the Father answers my prayers. I ask, and he just answers them. It doesn't matter how small or how large, he answers them. So I am being perfected by my shepherds, by the word. And as brother, is it Brother Trey who sings that song, I'm going all the way? That's my desire. I'm going all the way. I'm determined. So, hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God. It's a beautiful example. And I don't, you know, I don't have the words that could capitalize on it enough, you know, for it to bring fear. I just pray that the Father can do that and make up the hedge, you know, and really reach the hearts of young women who are struggling to love. I've heard another widow. I spend time with the aged women, always have, and another widow in the ministry whose husband used to snore and snore and snore every night for years, probably lost countless hours of sleep. It was the first thing that she missed when she lost him. And when I heard her say that, you know, it was such a lasting impact to consider the small things. But I'm asking you as an aged woman, and you're charged by the word to teach the younger to love their husbands, what is your plea? You know, what is your cry from your heart, your experienced heart, to the young hearts for their husbands?
My desire for the sisters to just be obedient. Be obedient to the word, to be in order, to be submissive to your husband, to listen to your husband. There's actually joy in it because you're doing what the Father has asked you to do. You know, just if you do what the Father has asked you to do, it's beautiful, and it will go well. It will go well. And as Pastor Dow says, you know, that old saying, the wife isn't happy, happy wife, happy life, whatever it says, that's not true. If you make your husband happy, if you're obedient and you submit to him, the home will be beautiful. The home will be beautiful. So, as I said, if you're afraid to ask, you have Pastor Dow and his wives. I mean, I look at them, and that is just beautiful. They are submissive. They support him. I mean, if you look at all the leaders, their wives are all submissive. You know, I have discerned that. I haven't discerned anything, you know, negative about it. I mean, it's just, it will make a beautiful life, you know, if you're submitting to your husband and being in order and walking in the way that Yah has created us, you know. So if you do that, your life will be renewed, you know. So just follow the word. Follow the word. There's no harm in following the word. You know, as my husband said, what's wrong with living a holy and a clean life? You know, reverencing the Father. Just follow instructions. Be led by Yah. And if Yah is leading your husband, he's going to lead you in the right direction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You had said to me before that you had to learn to be quiet. I know it was a learning process for you. Do you have anything to add to that or what it was like?
I've always been a quiet person, but I have been also a person full of questions. And as I said, I had to learn how not to question my husband. I had to be submissive and let him take charge. You know, it was a learning process because, like I said, I had never seen a proper marriage, a marriage that was in order, never. And he helped me learn how to be a proper wife. So household. And as I said, in the end, you know, he knew that I loved him and I respected him.
You had lost him somewhere like in 2013, and I think it was 2015 when you really had, your daughter had found the way or the faith here at Straightway Truth Ministry. Is that correct? Am I right with that 2-year time period that you were a widow before finding Straightway?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's correct.
And so, thank you. You would have the heart experience of, you know, being by his bed when the Most High took his spirit. You would have the experience of being a widow and crying the tears. And after 30 years, you know, goodness, the emotions, the memories, everything that you had to work out. So by 2015, when you found family and when you found this truth, what sort of delight did you go through? What experience do you remember that you are now going to be taken care of again? You are going to be covered or protected again. Can you talk to me about that?
I was thrilled. I was thrilled that we had found truth. We had found true people because we had never found it before. These people were not acting. They were not pretending. They loved the Father. And it was just, to me, it was just amazing that these were young people. At the time, I think I was the oldest person in there. And it was just a delight to be among them, to see things that I had not seen before in other churches even. There was deliverance, there was prayer, there was love, there was healing. I was just overjoyed. And then when I came to Straightway and came through those gates, I was just crying uncontrollably. You know, the peace that came up over me. And now, right now, here in the community, I have freedom in my spirit. I don't worry about a thing. I don't worry about a thing. All I can hear somebody say something about something, I'm thinking it doesn't even matter. You know, because I'm only concerned about salvation and doing the right thing and being in order. But I tell you, I truly know what the peace is that surpasses all understanding. This way, I tell you, oh my goodness, I would not trade this for anything in the world, you know, to be in the way of Yah, to just serve him. And the Father, as I said, he answers my prayer. My prayer was to, Father, give me the ability to help build up your kingdom, to help serve your people. And I had always wanted to, because I had heard, you know, Pastor Corey, you know, he gives his morning admonishments or edifications. And I used to say, Father, I want to be there for that. So I'm blessed to receive that, the cuttings and the healings and the deliverances and all of it. So I am pleased to be where I am. So I thank the Father for that.
Hallelujah. I'm going to play another song, take a little music break, and then we'll be right back. We'll switch it up and go a different direction with you. I'm encouraged by your words and your testimony. Thank you so much for sharing. I thank the Father for just even bringing you to my mind for tonight's show. So be right back, Mother. Thank you.
You are Anything I need or want, I know I can come to you in prayer. I know you will answer. Father, I know what some trust in horses and chariots, but none of them know. Cause my trust is in Jehovah. My Father and my Maker.
Right back with Mother JC. Mother JC, glory, hallelujah. From the first time that I met you, when you shed tears on this land saying that your husband would love it here, all the way to each trip that you've ever made when you have, grown in the grace and the knowledge of the Most High Yah and never given up on hope for salvation and never stopped your obedience for the Most High. Honor to you, Mother JC. So, I want to say that your you being an aged woman is like being a minority almost within the ministry, because the Father is not at this time showing us a gathering of your age group. And I want to ask you, I don't know if the question would be, has it been intimidating for you to see all the youth? Has it been condemning for you? Has it been glorious to you? What is that experience amongst so many younger individuals serving the Most High, Mother?
Well, I think it's glorious. There's so many young people. And also when it comes to the age people, it's kind of sad. You know, people get set in their ways and they cut off hearing, you know, before they can even get to the part where, you know, this is the truth. This is the truth. And I know when I first heard Pastor Dow, I thought, oh, I can't listen to him. I can't listen to him. And I went back and I kept going back listening to him. And there was nothing that I could dispute. Nothing that I could dispute. So to see the young people, because I Father called me at a young age as well, and it reminds me of that. I think I was 22, I think. I can't remember exactly how old I was. I was in my 20s, and I think it's beautiful, you know. And I think the younger children, you know, I really think that's beautiful, the babies that are being born, because they will not have to go through what we went through. They won't have to encounter those experiences that we encountered as they would fall protect, you know, of the ministry of us obeying the Father. But I think it's beautiful that these youngsters are coming out and they're knowing who they are. And this recent broadcast on Jason Whitlock with Pastor and some of the other leaders, I think that is just awesome, because people are now hearing the pure truth, you know, the unadulterated truth. They're getting to hear what it's all about, because I remember being in the church, and I left the church, the Baptist church, when I left it, because I'd be, and it's the same people I'm clubbing with, you know. But
Mother, you're choppy just a little bit. Your connection, I don't want to miss a word. Your connection is choppy. Let me hear you again.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just excited that so many young people are coming to the ministry, and they're coming out of the world. And I pray that these youngsters, they could even be examples to their older relatives. You know, they can be the witnesses of a changed life. and maybe that will cause some of their relatives to question themselves, to question their religion and come into the truth. My sister, who introduced me to the apostolic way, who later told me I was in a cult when I came to Straightway, she ended up coming to Straightway. And before she passed away, she was in the truth. So I am thankful for that. So if you live your life in obedience and be a light, that can draw people. So, well, don't forget that.
I remember your sister, and I know those in Kansas do. How old was she when she acknowledged the truth?
She was, I think, 75 or 76.
76. And she was able to travel here a few times.
Yes, she came there twice. Yes, ma'am. And she embraced the truth and started following the truth. And when she passed away, she had the most beautiful funeral I've ever seen, a righteous funeral. Pastor Corey gave the eulogy, and he and Sister Gabby read scripture. And just to know that she, you know, was going in the right direction. Nobody had to make up anything for her or about her. She was a beautiful spirit, and I miss her too. But anyway, it was a blessing that she got to enter the truth before she passed away. So it's never too late, because the scripture says, if you seek me, you will find me. And she saw that I wasn't backing away from the truth, and she ended up coming. So I'm so thankful for that.
If she was 75 when she acknowledged the truth, do you remember how old she was when she passed?
She was 78.
78, thank you. 3 years. That's what. Wow, 3 years of walking in the truth. That's grateful of the Most High. Hallelujah. But even we don't know our end. You know, I consider aged individuals, aged women, aged men, they experience more death, you know, of their loved ones as you age. But I have a question from an anonymous young sister, and she would like to ask you, how did you keep your consistency in reverence and continual honor to your husband throughout all the years being with him and never getting lax? Would you accredit that to him, to the Most High? What would you say about that?
Well, I accredit it to Yah and to my husband, both, you know, just knowing the order that I was supposed to be in. And, you know, really, it did not seem like 30 years. You know, I wanted to say that. It seemed like it went by so fast. But, you know, just walking in obedience day to day, you know, just doing what you know you're supposed to do. And because I, as I said, I reverence my husband, I loved him, so I don't think it was difficult, you know. So that's where I stand.
Hallelujah. It wasn't even difficult. Beautiful. Is there any questions? Could have said that earlier. In the chat room, want to ask anything to Mother JC before we let her go? Hallelujahs. Mama Deidre saying, I remember her, remembering your sister. Hallelujahs from all over the world. How's that 234,481 views on just maybe 15 videos? How's that for evangelizing and pulling in and gathering saints? How's that, Mother JC?
Now that is wonderful. That is the word coming forth, the prophecy. Everybody's going to hear this word, so it's starting. Hallelujah.
Wow, hallelujah, yes. So now you are a part of the ministry. You are with the saints in Kansas. You are taking care of, and your oversight would be chiefly Pastor Corey, Pastor Phillips. Do you live in the home? Do you live in a community home?
I I am on the land, and we are in a mobile type home until we get built up.
Okay, you're with the saints. You're on the land.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. And a sister in the chat says, I appreciate Mother's testimony. Very beautiful, very humbling. It is. It is. One day we will seal our testimony. One day we will seal our marriage testimony as women. Some fearful, you know, reflections to consider and think about tonight. I don't have any more questions, but I want to play something for you, Mother JC. I hope it plays. Here's your daughter, Crystal, one more time.
Thank you for being such an example before me and to me. I wanted to thank you for all my life being an example of just a meek and a quiet woman, and just a modesty. And as a woman that fears Yahweh, I can go back to, you know, the time being 5 or 6, our conversations about the Father and Jesus and his return. And I just thank you for that. In times, you know, being a child, you know, telling me to plead the blood of Jesus over myself. And in the room where I lay, you know, at night. And so I just want to thank you for being that example before me. I thank you for being obedient to my father, your husband, your master, as his wife. And I thank you for even being obedient until the end, and just for being faithful to him and being that example of a faithful wife and an obedient wife, and for taking care, such good care of him, even in his last moments, and watching you stand by his side and be faithful even until the very end, being with him until his last.
Oh, what happened? Hold on, Mother. We're not done. Keep it coming. Hold on.
Even until his last breath. Thank you for that. I thank you for being an example for me, as even now, an older daughter to you. I thank you for just your patience. You've always been so patient. You've always been so kind. You've always been so giving. And not just to me, but to all of those whom you've encountered. So to watch you now, it's still just an amazing thing for me. I thank you again for just being that example of a righteous woman, a righteous daughter, and for always setting that tone for me. Even at times where I was maybe have been upset in my younger years, you've always taught me to answer, you know, with a soft reply, and just so many other things. And so I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for just teaching me how to be a woman of a meek and quiet spirit through your actions. So, hallelujah. That's all.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Mother. Probably brings tears to your eyes. Any words?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ashley, for having her to talk. Just bringing me to more tears. But thank the Father for that. And I just want to say that reminds me. My husband, remember one time he told me why he neglected me to be his wife. And he said, because I was quiet and meek. So I want to let you want to know that that is something that men are seeking. They're not looking for a boisterous woman, somebody who out-talks them or over-talks them or disrespectful to them. So just remember that we're supposed to have a quiet and meek spirit and humble ourselves and submit ourselves.
Hallelujah. It makes me, Mother, you know, as a mama of children, there's lots of us, you know, It makes me think of what will our or my children's testimony be of me. You know, you're talking years of experience and you kept your meekness, 30 years of a marriage, and your daughter can say, I have never seen her disrespect any man or my father, my dad, her husband. That's amazing. And then I have, for example, a sister who I've been, you know, close to for many, many years, who has shared with me a completely opposite scenario where she was obviously in a public school at the time growing up as a child, and she drew a picture of her mom at school. I think maybe the whole class did, you know, draw their mother or whatever. And she brings it home, and her mom is furious about the picture because she drew her with her mouth open. And she said, Mom, that's how I see you. It's all you ever do is yell. That's all you ever do is yell. What say you, Mother JC?
Well, that is something that we all to think about, because our children are watching us and we're setting the examples for them. So you may tell them things, but if you're not living what you're telling them, they're going to remember it. And it would be like that little girl drawing that picture of her mother. You know? So you got to be very careful how you carry yourself. You know? And it's just not in front of saints, but behind closed doors as well. You know, you have to be that example to your children.
Mother, I want to read a few comments in the chat room. One says, thank you, Mother JC, for sharing your testimony. This is very encouraging to me. Bless you well. Another sister says, shalom and blessings, Mother JC, for being an example of a true Titus II aged and seasoned woman in Israel. All praises to the Most High. Another one says, bless the Abba Father, sound wonderful daughter's testimony, a true set-apart message. Another says, I love sitting at the feet of a true Titus II and Proverbs woman. Another says, what a powerful and humbling testimony. Hallelujah. And another says, hallelujah. Yes, indeed, true Mother JC, very, very humble, loving, gentle, a woman of truth. Yes, very, very sobering. Restoration of Hebrew woman's mindset. A sister from far, far, far away types. Restoration of a Hebrew woman's mindset. I also want to say thank you. You know that I love you. I know some of the testing and the only some, very few, testing and fires and trials that you've been through in the faith, and you've stood, and it's been very beautiful. To experience you, even, you know, this last feast, having you at Deacon's home and knowing that little piece of you. But I want to say bless you. I don't have anything else that I have to say. I wanted to get, of course, your daughter Crystal's voice in here. And I know it was a little, you know, audio might have been a little choppy. But I also forgot before the show, I wanted to reach you and say, hey, do you have a song that you would like me to play on this show, Mother? So I'll ask you that now. Do you have a song?
Well, my favorite song is Going All the Way. that is my song.
That's your song. Oh, Mother JC, thank you for your time. Thank you for your commitment and your example. Can we all say thank you?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My audience says thank you. Mother, you also said, and let's end with this, that if you have a godly man, you're blessed. And that's really my, you know, I want to capitalize on that for the title of the show or just for the drive of the show, that if you have a godly man, you're blessed. And in this ministry, we do have fathers, brothers, leaders, somebody, I pray, is being a covering for each of you, whether married or not. But any final words, Mother JC?
I just want to say thank you, Sister Ashley, for your wisdom and for just being who you are. And, yeah, I have told you in the past, I don't know if you remember, but you and Mother Jennifer are just overflowing with wisdom, and it's beautiful. And just thank you for that. Thank the Father for using you, and thank you for allowing me to share my testimony. And thank you for allowing my daughter to give me those words while I'm still alive. Thank you for that. And thank everyone for the comments. And bless you all.
Mother JC, I have one more question that came from an anonymous. I wanted to say thank you for, even at your age, receiving anything that Mother Jennifer and I have ever spoken on this show. If I've ever been given any wisdom from the Father for you or anyone listening, it's because he loves you. He's not partial to me as a speaker at all. It's truly because he loves you and desires each of us to grow together. But a sister was wondering about your husband. Did he have an example of a good father or a mother in his life that he knew, you know, how to lead his family or how to teach you to be a wife? What was his background? Was he also coming from a background like yours?
He came from a background like mine. He had no one in his life. His father died when he was 3 years old, and he got most of his information from the streets, is what he used to tell us. And he had to teach himself. He had a mother who was in the, but he was wild and didn't listen, you know, to his mother until he was in his late 20s. But no, he had no one to teach him, and he saw no good thing either. So he learned through just studying the word and letting the Father lead him.
And you even have called your late husband your walking Bible. So he would have went from the testimony you just said to walking Bible. What say you?
Yes, he was my walking Bible. If I had a question about anything in the Bible or Scripture, he knew the Bible inside and out. And I used to say I was his personal secretary, because he not only would study the Bible, but once he studied it, he would write down letters and, you know, what the Father was giving him in his spirit. He would write down the letters to explain it, and so we would have that if we wanted to go look up, you know, something that we had a question on. He would prepare a letter explaining it, a message in a letter. So yes, he was my walking Bible.
I love that you called him your warrior and you were his secretary. He called you his secretary. Very beautiful, beautiful example. And both of you breaking the mold. You know, breaking the mold from what you saw and experienced growing up to be something completely different. It's very, very worthy of honor. And I think about how much the Father knows our hearts, that a lot of what you said tonight was new even to me. You know, I know you a little. We're building our relationship each time you come, each time we text. But tonight I heard things new, and I got to hear your heart, and I go, wow, Father, you know our hearts so much, so personally and privately, that you would drop her in my mind, you know, to build a show tonight. And that glory belongs to him, because he knows your pattern, and he knows what kind of example you can be. And I know that you know your weaknesses, and I know you know your imperfections, and that you're striving, continuing to be a woman, not giving up. But I want to thank you for that. We need it. We need it a lot, Mother JC, and I don't think we as young women express our honor enough or our thanks enough for having age women amongst us. Thank you.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. Thank you for having me on. Bless you.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Good night. Good night, Mother JC.
Bless you. Good night.
Bless you, good night.
God, we give you glory. We praise you. Let praise arise from the inside.